How very beautiful and indicative of the Catholic life are the readings, especially from the first book of Kings and of the Gospel. St. Elijah the prophet, he went to Zarephath, and there he was greeted by a poor widow. Now, of course, God had many things in his purpose that she did not know. She would. Just as God has many things for your purpose and mine that we do not know. But we just need to surrender to him all that we are, all that we have. And so she had gone out to get some oil and some water and was about to fix. It was a great famine. There was nothing left to eat in the land. That is nothing that we are accustomed to here. We may be in the future, but not yet. There was nothing. And she was getting ready to make the last loaf of bread so that she and her little boy could eat and lay down and die, simply put. Now that is a very, very dreadful situation to be in. Not many of us are in that situation, not in this country. In some places in the world, things are that bad. But even then, not quite. So, the prophet goes up to her and says, "Make me something to eat." And she tells him, "I was about to make the last bit from the flour I have left, the oil I have left, for my son and myself, and then we're going to die. We're going to die of starvation." Which, by the way, is not a very fun way to die. St. Maximilian Maria Kolbe died of starvation till they gave him a shot because they needed his cell. But he died of starvation. They say it's horribly painful. Not only in your stomach with cramps and all kinds of things, but also all of your body, all of your muscles. So she was ready to do this. She knew that this was what God willed, and so she was ready to do it. And yet, here God sends the prophet Elijah, and he asks her to make him something to eat. There isn't enough for all three of them. So she's just going to give it all to him, and that's it. And he says, "Fear not, God will take care of it." You've heard that from me many times. Fear not, God will take care of you. And he always does. Even when things seem to be lost totally and completely, he takes over and he brings forth much fruit. So she made the loaf of bread and gave him to eat. And he said to her, "Look in the jug, look in the jar." And it was empty. And then all of a sudden, the jug of oil was full. And the jar of flour was full. And the reading ends by saying that they ate for over a year till the famine was over from that little bit. No one else had this privilege in the land of Zarephath. Only this widow. Because she obeyed God. We oftentimes do not wish to obey God. We want to do what we want to do. And that only leads us to sure death. Whether it be spiritual death or financial or physical death. But when we give everything to God, God gives everything to us. After all, isn't he the source of everything we have, including our life? The same picture is presented, slightly different in the Gospel. The widow. And our Lord is looking at the people going to the temple and putting their offerings. And of course, we know that this is true. Though not exactly true. Sometimes the people have the most money, give the least. They are more selfish with the great abundance that they have than the poor are. I remember the priest telling me in the seminary in Rome that during World War II, when the priests were not allowed to buy food, they never went hungry because the poor people brought them food. They never went hungry. The people shared with them. And so too here, we have the rich people. In this case, they put in a lot of money, and that's good, they should. Of course, soon we will be handing out the envelopes and so forth, the raffle tickets, and so all the things for the next year. And that is something that we need to think about. God calls us to be generous, not selfish. And of course, the scriptures and the church tell us we must give the tithe, 10% of all that we earn. It doesn't matter how you earn it. And then we have the poor widow. Now, she did not tithe. She gave everything, 100%. She knew that God would take care of her. And our Lord was there watching. He's there watching us now. If we are selfish with God, He will shut the valves and they will get nothing more. And then we will die. That's something that we do not consider enough. We want to save for the future, for our old age, for our children, our grandchildren. That's not the way it works. We have to do God's will. God will. When are we ever going to get that through our thick skulls? Thy will be done. So the poor widow put in her two coins, as in the old translation, it says, the widow's mite. Very little, very tiny. Even the word mite, very little. And yet, He took care of her for the rest of her life, because she gave from everything she had to God. She did not hold back. She was generous. Generosity is one of the most important marks of the Catholic life. We think we know the commandments and the virtues. We know nothing. How often do we read the catechism? Have you looked up in the catechism generosity and what it means? Probably not. If you were to, you would find it there. And people are sometimes selfish not only with their material goods, which is very easy to measure, but they're selfish with their time, with their talents, with everything they have. And you know, we have to remember, God giveth, God taketh away. He's not playing games. And so we need to be generous. We need to be like the widow in the gospel who gave her all, her might. We need to be like the widow of Zarephath who gave her last flour and oil to St. Elijah, and then she had enough flour and oil for the rest of that year until the famine was over. We must have faith. We must trust in God. And we must have the virtue of generosity, which in the old language is called the virtue of liberality, that we are willing to give to God as much as we have to, as much as He asks. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.